This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States Security Council adopted a resolution on Monday demanding an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants Hamas after the United States abstained from the vote, sparking a spat with ally Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the failure of the U.S. to veto the resolution was a clear retreat from its previous position and would hurt Israel's war efforts and bid to release more than he wanted more hostages released by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Vladimir Putin says Islamic extremists were behind Friday's concert hall attack, but he claims the attack masterminds are yet to be found. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin repeated his accusation Ukraine may have somehow played a role.
Kievskogo sleda v moskovskom terakte,
suggesting Ukraine was their customer. The Islamic State group's Afghanistan unit claimed responsibility for the attack, and the U.S. and France say they have evidence to back that up. Russian officials say 11 suspects are in custody. Four, who confessed to carrying out a terrorist attack, appeared badly beaten in court Sunday. As cleanup continues at the site, authorities say about 75 of the victims have been identified, three of them children. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia has launched missiles against Kyiv for the third time in 5 days. It's part of an apparent escalation of aerial bombardment of Ukrainian cities as the war stretches into its third year. The front line is largely stationary. Officials say 9 people were injured in the morning strike on the Ukrainian capital. Russia fired 2 ballistic missiles at Kyiv from occupied Crimea, but city authorities say both were intercepted. This is VOA News. More on the UN now. The Security Council resolution has led to the strongest public rift between the U.S. and Israel since the war began with Hamas. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
UNRWA are part of the problem. Israel's angry the U.S. did not veto a U.N. Security Council resolution demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded by canceling a high-level delegation's visit to Washington this week.
We're kind of perplexed by this.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. abstained from voting on the resolution for one reason.
This resolution text did not condemn Hamas.
Netanyahu accuses the U.S. of a policy shift. The Israeli delegation was to present the White House plans for a possible ground invasion of Rafah, which the U.S. strongly opposes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A pair of New York court rulings on Monday dealing with former U.S. President Donald Trump. A New York appeals court has agreed to hold off collection of Trump's more than $454 million civil fraud judgment if he puts up $175 million within 10 days. If Trump does, it will stop the clock on collection and prevent the state from seizing his assets while he appeals. While a New York judge has scheduled former President Donald Trump's hush money trial to begin April 15th. Nigerian school students who were kidnapped from their town over 2 weeks ago arrived at the state house in Kaduna on Monday after Nigeria's army said on Sunday it had rescued 137 hostages. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
School officials and residents had said 287 students were abducted by gunmen on March the 7th in the town of Kuriga. It was the first mass school abduction in Nigeria since 2021. Abductions at Nigerian schools were first carried out by jihadist group Boko Haram. However, they have since been adopted by criminal gangs without ideological affiliation, seeking ransoms. Information Minister Mohammed Idris told a press briefing in Abuja that no ransom was paid to secure the students' release. However, one security source, who asked not to be named, said he saw 14 black bags, which he assumed contained ransom money, being delivered to the Dansado enclave in Zamfara State.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. A former Senegalese prime minister has conceded the presidential election to the opposition candidate based on preliminary results a day after the vote. Amadou Bai, in a statement shared by his campaign, says he congratulated opposition candidate Bassirou Diomaye Faye and wished him success. I'm Joe Ramsey.